we were contacted by a representative to say that an 89-year-old woman needed to be got to Galway for treatment. Her husband's 91. He still drives, but he said that he wouldn't be able to drive that journey, and that could we provide a bus service to her. And, like, you know, I think it's a disgrace. A person 89 years of age having to travel to Galway for treatment. Absolutely a disgrace.
And what does she have to go through? How far does she have to travel? How often does she have to travel?
It's 20 miles from her home to catch our bus. And then she'll have a 4-hour journey with us on the bus. And depending on the length of time the doctors feel the treatment's necessary, she will travel that route twice every week, down on a Monday and up on a Friday until she receives her treatment. And that's to Galway, down to Galway. So that's the journey.
How shocking do you find this, Eamon?
To be honest, you know, I should be shocked. I see it every day of the week. We take patients, we've been doing it now for 6 years. We take patients to Galway every Monday and we bring them home on a Friday. You know, that's a long journey for a healthy person. It's a brutally, brutally long, tough journey for a patient going through cancer treatment. You know, we've often heard the saying about Donegal, the forgotten county, and nobody cares. You know, they seem to care a lot if it's taxes, like water or property, but they certainly don't care about people. But we transport those people down there. But to me, you know, the way we look at it is we're trying to take one less worry off their shoulders at a very vulnerable time. And I believe if we weren't there, a lot of those people would probably not even bother treatment. I think the older people have told us in the past that, but for the bus service, they certainly would not go down because someone wouldn't be in a financial position to go down.